This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio. It's time to pray, America. And today we are praying for those of you who have lost someone you love. And we're giving honor to whom honor is due. That's what the Bible says. And we're giving honor to the memory of Linda Raglan as we celebrate the first anniversary of her homegoing. And she went to be with the Lord 1 year ago tomorrow. Linda Raglan was Gene and I's friend for 30 years, was a key player in the Breakout Prayer Network, as well as BPNRadio.com. So on today's program, we're going to be playing an interview that was recorded several months before she went to heaven. And I'm also going to be replaying a few, I'm going to be sharing a few comments about her life. And then her and her husband, I mean Joe, her husband, is with us today in the studios here at BPN Radio. And going to be sharing some comments about Linda. And we are going to pray for those of you who are listening today on BPN Radio who have lost someone you love. And here's the scripture. The Holy Spirit has been speaking to me this morning concerning Linda during my prayer walk from Joshua chapter 4. And it says, and beginning with verse 4, and it came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the midst of the Jordan from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan. And each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall answer them, the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be a memorial to the children of Israel forever. So Webster says a memorial means a commemorative, a remembrance, a tribute, a testimonial, a memorial to one's life's work. So when you attend someone's memorial service, what you are doing is saying to the other family members or other friends, this person had made an impact on my life, and I just wanted to come and remember him or remember her, that she or he helped me cross over into another dimension of my life. And so today, Gene and I and the leadership of BPNRadio.com are honoring the memory, a memorial to Linda Raglan because of her incredible input to the Breakout Prayer Network over the years and BPNRadio.com. Her prayers, her contributions, her faith, her prophetic words. And today, here on the eve of the first anniversary of her homegoing, we are going to give honor to her. We're going to do play an interview that we had with Linda last year. But before I play this interview, Here's one of my spiritual grandsons. He's going to sing about it. He said, "When I get where I'm going," and we know that Linda Raglan has arrived where she was going. And so here's a song, and then we'll be back with the interview with Linda Raglan. Okay, there is a great song. When I get, I know where I'm going. When I get where I'm going, and we're going to get the interview here with Linda Raglan all queued up here in just one moment, and so just hang on. We're going to play a little bit more of the song "When I Get Where I'm Going," and then we'll have the interview with Linda Raglan. So, well, I like this song. When I get where I'm going. And I trust that you know where you are going today. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time.
The first thing that I'm going to do is spread my wings and fly. I'm going to land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane. I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed these sins and struggles I have carried all these years. And I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. So much pain, so much darkness in this world to stumble through. Questions I can't answer, and so much work to do. Get where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face. I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing.
Before we play a song in the interview, Gene and I would like to share some thoughts concerning the life of Linda Raglan and what special friends they were. Gene and I had the opportunity to serve with them and also to travel to different nations of the world. We've made a lot of memories over the years. And Linda was a very wonderful person, wasn't she, Gene?
Yes, she was. She was a very wonderful and beautiful lady and a very special friend. And Dale and I will always cherish the memories that we made together with her and Joe, especially our times of prayer and enjoying fellowship together and just all the memories that we made. We've been on a long journey together and witnessed the favor of God. And I'm going to really miss her. I'll miss her greatly, but I know that she's rejoicing in heaven today. And she is, she's well now, and she's whole.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us, our hope is that we will join her there someday.
Yeah, this is definitely the hope that makes not ashamed. And we've we've been on this journey with them. I know Melinda's had a lot of health challenges these past 3 years, but she's been a woman of faith. She's fought a good fight, kept the faith, finished her course now. And we will always cherish all of the times that we've been able to spend together, praying together, laughing together, having meals together, celebrating the goodness of God. And, you know, Linda and her husband, Joe, they've been so many of our meetings, and we spent time together. And Linda, she really loved the presence of God, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
She loved to be in the house of God. She loved to celebrate the Lord. And she was a woman that really loved Jesus with all of her heart. And she has impacted so many, many people over the years. Yesterday was her birthday, and we were, you know, we were planning on celebrating her birthday. But, you know, I'm sure that she had the biggest celebration yesterday in heaven that you could ever imagine.
I'm sure that's true.
Wow. So we're celebrating here on the Friday Watch on BPN Radio. We are celebrating the life of Linda Raglan. We're praying for her husband Joe and her son Joy and daughter Shelley, daughter-in-law Rebecca, and all of the family members. We're praying for them today, and we know that you know that God is blessing their family and helping their family, and we're standing with their family, and we're you know, I'm looking forward to being able to share in the memorial service tomorrow, especially talk about heaven, because heaven's a wonderful place. That's our eternal home, isn't it, Gene?
Yes, that's what we're all striving for.
Yeah, one day we'll all join her. But before we play the interview with Joe and Linda Raglan, we're going to play a song that was recorded by a friend of ours, Tanya Goodman Sykes, and I believe that it's a song that that Linda would love for us to play here on this service today. Look for me, for I'll be there. Here's Tanya Goodman Sykes as we pay tribute to Linda Raglan today.
When you finally make your entrance to that city of jasper walls and bright gold avenues, as you
Well, it's good to have Linda Ragland on with us today, Joe and Linda. And Linda, want to welcome you to BPN Radio today. Good to have you here in the studio.
Well, thank you, Dale. It's a real pleasure to be here with you today. And just praise the Lord Jesus Christ that he would have me to be able to be here today to share the good news.
Okay, you've been going through some challenges yourself. And I know that you've been down that road, but I know that Jesus is your healer.
Yes.
And so we're praying today here on BPN Radio here in the studios. We're praying for people that need a healing and those that need a miracle, and especially those that maybe they've received a bad report, maybe their circumstances have continued to worsen. And I believe there's some people today that are desperate for a healing, for a miracle. And so talk to us a little bit about healing. Talk to us a little bit about miracles. Can you do that?
Well, I believe that miracles are for today. And Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And, you know, there are some that say, well, that's just not happening, and you don't need to put out your faith. And I've said, listen, that is the only thing I have to stand on is the truth of the word. And Jesus so powerfully demonstrated the heart of the Father while he walked on earth. And what he demonstrated was the compassion. He went about teaching, preaching, and healing. And no one that came to him and sought him, did he turn away. And did he turn away without touching them and bringing a change in their lives and healing and restoration? So we can't stand on anything other than the truth of the word.
Mm-hmm.
If we begin to lean into anything else, we get confused. If we lean into our own understanding, we go, why this, why that, why isn't it here? But we can't do going into things that we don't understand or don't know, but we have to stay with what we know. We've got to stay with that relationship that we have with Jesus, because he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. I don't care how dark it gets.
That's right.
I don't care how it seems he's gone and not anywhere around. The truth is, he said, I will never, ever, no, not ever, forsake you or leave you. And his word is forever settled in heaven, and he said it will not return to him void. So I'm still standing in that place.
Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, it's been a long one, long in terms of my life, in the length of my life. But in 2012, had a diagnosis of a colon cancer, which I had surgery, and was giving a wonderful report that everything, every test that came back, everything was negative, and that there was really a very, very small percentage that I would ever have that return, only to find out 6 months later that I had another diagnosis that this particular cancer had returned. So they termed it a fourth stage carcinoma. That was in the spring of 2012, or 2013, excuse me. So we've been walking this journey since then. And there's always been an awesome goodness of God in each step of the way. It's not always been easy to know, to understand, so you just have to wait. I know I had times when I was going in a direction and I just said, I can't get peace there. So we would just wait. We looked at different things, you know, just went with where we felt led to look. And so it's not a journey that's always just a full open picture of just exactly where you're going or what's going to happen, but it's a day-by-day trust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was over 3 years ago, and you're still here.
I am.
And you're still believing and still trusting.
Yes.
And God is at work in your life. And what are some of the I know that you've had some medical care, you've had lots of prayer, but what has sustained you during these past 3 years when you have been diagnosed with cancer? You're still here, still believe in God. We're still praying today for other people to be healed. What has sustained you? What can you say that will encourage those that are listening to BPN Radio today that may have been on a long journey? Maybe they've been trusting God for a long time, and it doesn't seem like that their healing has come, or their miracle has come, or maybe what they expected. How would you encourage those people that are listening today?
Well, the last several weeks, I've just gone through some of the most challenging days of this walk to healing, the journey I'm on with Jesus. So, you know, there are times when we just are so sure and so at peace and just are knowing that God's taking us in directions that are bringing us to healing. But there are times when it just seems it's so far away and so out of reach because of reports, because of tests, because of things that I've been hospitalized 3 times in the last month and a half. And sometimes it gets dark. But the thing that sustains us is the love of God and the relationship that we have out of that with Him. Sometimes it's just Jesus. I just have to trust you right here. I don't know what to do. I can't hardly even read the word. Thank God we have opportunity in times to lay the word in our hearts. Mm-hmm. And then the Holy Spirit comes and will breathe something that we need to be quickened in us.
Yeah.
I've from time to time in this journey, I haven't done it all the time, but I've kept a little journal and just tried to have time with Him where I'm listening,
mm-hmm.
where I'm, you know, making requests, not only to Him, but with thanksgiving, but listening. And then I write what I believe the Holy Spirit, just a little. Sometimes it's very, very still, small voice. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's just a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But that's tremendously sustaining. I would say always go back to that basis of when you first fell in love with Jesus and when He first touched your life and changed you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that changed you eternally. And I believe those are the things that we have to firmly stand on, even though we feel like we're falling off and we have nothing to hold on to. That alone will sustain you.
Yeah.
So, power of God, present. You know, it's present to heal. We mm-hmm. just need to rest sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a day by day. Sometimes I don't even know what tomorrow is. And sometimes I can see way down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And also things that God's spoken to my life in the past and of future things, I hold on to those.
Yeah.
And look, toward the future of what God has said that he wants to do in my life and wants to do through my life. So that's an awesome thing. And then praise and worship is very powerful. Sometimes we don't feel like it. We'll just sit there and lay there and listen to it.
Yeah.
Or do just make a sacrifice. Mornings I've just said, Lord, I just offer you a sacrifice of praise.
Mm-hmm.
And I worship you. And I've printed out worship songs so that I can just read them.
Uh-huh.
So those are some of the things.
Wow. Well, why don't we just take a few moments? This is a healing broadcast, and we are praying for the sick. And why don't we just take a few moments to pray? And Linda, why don't you just pray for people that need healing? And we, of course, we're using the name of Jesus. In just a few moments, my friend that was on the broadcast a few days ago, David Ingalls, has a great song talking about the name of Jesus. But I know you've used that name many times. I know that you and your husband, Joe, because we've known you since 1986, I know that you've trusted the Lord and you've relied on him and trusted in him. And so there's other people like yourself that are trusting God for a miracle. That's been a long journey. So why don't you just say a prayer for people? We're going to say several prayers, but why don't you just go ahead and pray for those that need a healing today, however the Holy Spirit leads you.
Before I do, I'd like to just say, too, God puts those around you to pray for you and to lift up your hands and lift up your arms. And sometimes you have no idea who those people are that he's assigned. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been praying for me. And sometimes I go, God, you know, so many prayers. We ought to be seeing just power. I mean, the heavens shake. But I know I was at a banquet one time, and some friends of ours, their mother was there. And I went over to say hello to her. And she just looked up to me and she said, Linda, I want you to know I pray for you every day. I can't tell you what that did inside of me. You know, mainly it was just the Father saying, Linda, you're always on my mind, and I've got other people that'll help hold you up and help you to continue the journey. So be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Be encouraged.
Yeah.
God is so, so almighty.
Yes.
So mighty in the
yes.
midst of you.
Yes.
And we never know in the unseen what all he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just look at what's seen, but God has people on assignment for you.
Yes.
God is not going to let you fall in between yes. the cracks.
Right.
He so loves you. And I ask that he give you a new, fresh revelation of his love for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only the Holy Spirit can come and just bring the revelation of what the Word says concerning his love for you.
Yes.
Yes, we know Jesus paid the ultimate price, and oh, what suffering he went through with receiving stripes on his back.
Mm-hmm.
So that we could be restored and made whole and healed and yes. lifted up out of every curse that
yes.
fell on the earth.
Yes.
And he paid that willingly.
Yes.
And he went through the suffering of the cross and taking upon sin, he knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in
yes.
Christ Jesus. So
yes.
it's not us.
That's right.
It's really all that he wants to pour out.
Yes.
From his heart.
Yes.
From his goodness.
Yes.
He has nothing bad in his pocket. So how can he give anything bad to
That's
us?
Right. That's right.
So I just pray for you who are listening, and I don't know where you are in your walk, in your journey of healing, but it's a promise. It's also a finished work of the cross. He came to heal. It says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our the chastisement of our peace. If you need peace, I tell you, in the midst of the storm, there's nothing more than what we want. It's just a peace.
Yeah.
Come and bring peace, Holy Spirit, to these who are struggling, to these who feel like they're in total darkness, or these who are just hanging by a string, or those who are standing firm and still believing strongly and believing that God is faithful. And in the last part of that verse, and by his stripes we were healed.
Yes.
So on the word of God and standing on nothing else but the authority that I have in the name of Jesus and in the word of God.
Yes.
I just say, Holy Spirit, breathe afresh and anew on these who are listening.
Yes.
Whatever, wherever, and however they are standing or laying or hoping or hopeless, believing or even in a place of, Lord, I don't know. But Father, you're bigger. Father, you're bigger.
Yes, you are.
You've shown yourself to be so, so faithful.
Yes, yes.
We can trust you.
Yes.
We can trust you with our very life. Just think of yourself climbing into his arms. Because they're loving arms, they're embracing arms, they're forgiving arms, they're healing arms. Under the wings, the healing wings, those who abide in the shadow of the Almighty shall say of the Lord, you are my refuge and you are my strength.
Yes.
You are my shield and you are my buckler.
I agree.
And you alone. Well, I trust. My expectation is from you, Lord. So let your expectations start being focused on him. Psalm 62 says that my expectation comes from you, Lord, and you alone. And so shift everything to the weight of leaning entirely upon the everlasting arms of the Lord. He'll catch you. He will not let you fall. And I say, be healed, be restored, be encouraged. May you be strengthened in your inner man by the power of the Holy Spirit. And may you come to know the love of God.
Yes.
The width, the depth, the height. It says in the Amplified, experientially. In other words, not just know about it, but that you can actually come to know and experience the depth, the width, the height. And it says so that we can be filled with the fullness of God. So I just bless you who are listening. I trust the Holy Spirit to be ministering life and life more abundantly through these words to you today. And I trust that the answer is there for you. Hold fast. Don't fling away your confidence. Because you have, it says once you've done the will of the Father, it says you have need of patience. Once you've done the will of the Father, you shall receive the promise. And I believe that. I believe God, what he says, he will do.
Okay, what a wonderful opportunity to be able to play the interview with Linda Raglan, who, well, it was amazing, who is now in heaven. And we're remembering the life of Linda Raglan today, and tomorrow will be her first anniversary in heaven. I'm sure that she is a very happy, happy woman. It's good to have her husband, Joe Raglan, in the studio with us today. I'm going to pull this microphone up just a little bit. Because Joe is he's quite a bit taller than I am. And Joe, good to have you with me today here in the studios of BPN Radio. And you, of course, were with your wife, Linda, when we had the interview there over a year ago. So did Linda get healed?
Well, yes, she did. She's in heaven, and she's doing well. I believe she's still running the first 100 years back and forth and giving glory and to God. This is a wonderful place to be. I can hear her saying it.
Well, you know, so many times when we pray for a person and they don't get healed on earth, sometimes mm-hmm. people get very angry at God, very disappointed with God, or they may proclaim that the prayers didn't work, or maybe Jesus does not heal anymore. But we know that all of those statements are not true. We know that Linda did get healed, right?
Yes. Yes, she did. She lived it out and walked it out and was such a soldier. And she just waited on the Lord daily in her life and rested, had peace every day about it. And she moved right along with what God wanted, I believe, for her life, where she was very effective in what she did. She was very sensitive to God and the Holy Spirit. And she was a tremendous blessing and help to so many.
Yeah. I know that she was, and I know that you guys had a great marriage, and we'll talk just a little bit about that. But, you know, some people get healed on earth, and some people get healed in heaven. And, you know, we prayed for Linda's healing on earth, and I know that you as her husband and her family and her friends, such as Jean and I, we certainly believed for her healing on earth. But some people, you know, I just believe the Lord decides, hey, I think I'm gonna heal that person, but I'm going to heal them when they get to heaven. I want them to come and be with me. So I believe there was a major pull of gravity from this earth to heaven for Linda Ragland. The Lord needed her there. And so she's healed. And I know that I would say to Linda, give me a word about your healing. And she would say, I said, you have a word about your healing. She said, yes, I'm going to heal come spring. I'm going to be healed come spring. And so we know that when spring came, that was during the summer or winter, when springtime came, she was healed. And she's with the Lord today. So I know that you were a very faithful husband. How long were you guys married?
We were married 48 years. We knew one another for 50 years.
Wow.
And it was awesome because 3 weeks after I met her, I guess it was about 3 weeks, I asked her hand in marriage. I was ready to get married. I saw something in her I'd never seen before. I didn't know exactly what it was. And she led me to the Lord about 4 or 5 years later.
Wow.
She'd been praying. She'd uh-huh. been praying. And she was a prayer warrior.
Yeah, she definitely.
She didn't.
She definitely was a woman of prayer. There's no doubt about it. And she lived a good life. She was challenged about the last 3 or 4 years of her life with cancer, but she kept the faith. You know, the Apostle Paul said, "I fought a good fight. I've finished my course." And that third part is so important. Paul said, "I've kept the faith." So Linda fought her good fight. She finished her course, but her major testimony was she kept the faith. She never lost her faith, did she?
Yes, that's right. She never did. Every day, just as she would get up, I'd go looking for her in the morning, get up, and here she was with her cup of coffee and the word out. And she'd mm-hmm. been praying and reading and waiting on the Lord. And she loved to worship the Lord. She enjoyed it so much. She could sit there for hours. And, you know, I'll say this, that's probably about 5 days before she went on to be to heaven. I was in her bedroom, and she'd come in. I was getting dressed or something, and she looked right at me, and she said, "You know, Joe, it's time. I'm ready to go." She was getting her bags packed and ready, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And she was seeing heaven, I believe, getting close to it. And she was such a wonderful, precious, so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I was thinking this morning, she could seek out, if there was a group of 200 people there and we were there, It seemed she'd seek out the lowliest people to go to in spirit that needed her attention, and God would just direct her, and she'd pray with them and encourage them. And just something I was thinking of this morning, of those cards in the morning. She loved to write cards.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't just write a few words. She'd fill them on the inside, all the back and all, and then letters and whatever. And I go to work sometimes. She said, now here, can you take these three or four cards? But she took time. It was really special for mm-hmm. people that needed encouragement mm-hmm. in their life. And she was there to do that. She always had a precious good word for people.
Yeah, I can remember, she had some public ministry, but primarily she had personal ministry,
mm-hmm.
and she took time. There'd be times we'd be ready to go. We might be go to meetings together or have some time together. I remember even one birthday party, I was ready to go, and you and Linda were with us, and there she was. We were ready to go, but there she was ministering to somebody one-on-one, giving them an encouraging word, or sometimes placing an offering in their hands.
Yes.
And just blessing, because she really responded to the Holy Spirit and seeking out people who needed a word from the Lord, who needed a prayer. And she definitely led the Spirit-led life.
Yeah, she did. She always had time for people.
Yeah, she did.
And it was just amazing. I'd get a call at 3 in the morning, and I'd answer the phone, and somebody, I said, oh, gosh, she wanted to see Linda. And I said, I was thinking 3 in the morning. I said, hold on just a minute. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this lady's been dealing with stuff for years, and Linda's mm-hmm. been ministering to her for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd tell her, and Linda said, I'll get it. She'd go in the other room and spend an hour with her on the phone. But that's the way she was, and she would give out herself so much. And I'll say to our children and our grandchildren, our family, she prayed and loved on them, mm-hmm. and they all knew how much she loved them and cared about them.
Yeah.
And she knew she was praying for them and encouraging them.
Yeah. Linda Ragland was a praying wife. She was a praying mother and a praying grandmother, calling all of your names in prayer. And even though she's gone, her prayers and her impact, her effectiveness still remains. And we're so thankful for the life of Linda Ragland. I can remember many prayer times here in our BPN Ministry Center. Many times the four of us would gather to pray. And suddenly Linda would say, well, I have a scripture, Dale, I'd like to read, or I have a prophetic word that I'd like to give you and Gene, or a word for the ministry. And, I just fully recognize and memorialize her today because of the impact that she made upon Dale and Gene Gentry, mm-hmm. upon Breakout Ministries, and BPNradio.com, as well as so many, many other people that may be listening to this broadcast here today, as we give honor to the memory of Linda Ragland. And tomorrow, she will be gone 1 year. I know we're going to pray for people that have lost someone they love, but tell us about this year, since your wife's homegoing and to be with someone for 48 years, married to them, and then suddenly they're gone. How's the journey been for you, Joe, this past year?
Well, it's gotten better and better. I think once you realize that not only is she gone, but I know where she's at, and with an understanding of she's gone before me and gone before all of us, my family and all. And I know that she, it says in Hebrews, 12, that there is such a great cloud of witnesses about us, around us, so many. And I know she's interceding for us. So there's things, it's a process. I told, it was a book that I had received, and I had, this was right after Linda had passed and gone to heaven, and I was beginning to read it, and I just started kind of glancing through it, and I wasn't really totally ready. I was looking for answers, I think, and quickly, and I just said, I'm not ready for this. But then I came back a week later and read, or 2 weeks, I guess it was, I read the book, and then I've read it again. And each time I read it, I see the things that are key to me for helping me walk through this, that God is with me in it, God with our family. He's there strengthening us. And, you know, you understand things. God begins to show you. If you'll ask him, he'll show you. And he brings comfort and strength. The other night I was going to sleep, and before I did, I just said, Lord, I thank you again so much for Linda giving me such a beautiful wife and a mother to my children and our grandchildren, and what a blessing she's been. And I said, Linda, I know you're hearing this. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it gives me some relief. It gives me a real, to be able to release some things, and I speak out those things as mm-hmm. if she's there.
Yeah.
And she's there. She's hearing. She's hearing me. I believe God gets us in on all these things. Yeah, but it takes time. God will work you through it, and he's there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And you'll ever draw closer to him, to know him and his ways. Even though you know much about him, you know, you'll find out you'll know him so much more.
Yeah.
Because he'll strengthen you all the way through.
Absolutely. What can you say before we pray, Joe? What can you say to people that have lost a husband or a wife or a loved one? What encouraging words could you give them after now you've experienced this for the past year? What could you say to them?
Well, I believe you can, you know, I think prayer is such a key in time and waiting on the Lord and trusting God. I think that's a big part of this, is trusting God that he'll work these things out for you and working and helping you walk through all of it. And knowing that it's something that does take some time, but you can sense and know the Holy Spirit is working in all of it, in your life especially, because, you know, I'm here and I'm going to be here. So I'll meet her not many years probably since, you know, I mean, from now, the rapture may come before that and be gone. We'll be taken up. But I encourage you to look. There's several books on grief you can look at. That can help you some, but that can help. But, you know, I think asking the Lord to show you things and just help you walk through it, and as you pray and seek him and say, Lord, just help me. I need help. And he'll daily walk you through these things that can build you with strength. And, you know, it'll bring the joy back in your life. If the joy has been, you know, if the joy level is down, it'll go up. It can stay up. But just rejoicing in him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think or ask.
Yeah.
And that's our God.
Yeah.
He will. He will.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, there's a lot of, as Joe alluded to, there's a lot of books on grief. The one that I would recommend the most is a man that's been on BPN radio two or three different times. Richard Exley has written a book, When You Lose the One You Love. Or someone you love, when you lose someone you love. Richard Exley, Exley. Joe, why don't you say a prayer for those that are listening today that have lost someone they love? Would you do that?
Yes.
I'll play some worship music and you can pray.
Okay. Father, we just come to you before you, Lord, in adoration of you and your name. You know, your name is a high tower, and those that can run into it can be safe. And we can draw near to you. You said, if you'll draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. If you've lost someone, whether it's husband or wife or someone close to you, you can trust God in that situation. and you can pray and ask the Lord, show me your way, show me your path through this. I want to know. Because every situation can be different, but the Lord is in the midst of it if you'll allow him to come in. And I just pray that you'll heal the hurt and the loss now in so many that are listening right now that have lost someone, especially husbands and wives. I just pray, Father, right today, that you will pour that oil upon them. Pour that oil, that healing oil now. That'll heal the hurt and heal the lost today in their lives. Touch them, Father. Make them anew. Make them whole again. We thank you, Father, for it. Just bless them. I pray you're blessing them, strengthening them today to carry on, that you'll show yourself strong and mighty in their behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen.
I set myself in agreement with you, Joe Ragland, concerning this prayer and those that have lost those that have lost someone they love. And I just pray the comfort of the Holy Ghost would be upon you now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Tell your heart to beat again. Thank you very much. Here's Danny Gokey.
Shattered like you've never been before, the life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, when this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Just let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up, take step one. Leave the darkness, feel the sun. 'Cause your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Your heart. Beat again.
Okay, there you have Danny Gokey. What a beautiful song, Tell Your Heart to Beat Again. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio. It's your 24-hour internet prayer station. And today we're praying for those of you that have lost someone you love. And today we are giving honor to the memory of Linda Ragland, who has played such a integral part, major part, to Breakout Prayer Network and to bpnradio.com. So we are remembering her. It's good to have that interview that we recorded last year with her. And, of course, it's good to have her husband, Joe Ragland. Joe is on the board of Breakout Ministries and continues to be a tremendous blessing to this ministry, bpnradio.com, Breakout Radio Church, and, of course, the Breakout Ministries. So we appreciate Joe Ragland as well.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.